nothing. No, actually, I was out in the parking lot. Yeah, I'm going to do what I do best, make another coffee and a piece of pecan pie, like I said. And I have nothing else to do for the rest of the day. Yee-haw. D-E-1-E-P, V-A, 3-H-O-Y. I'll be listening, Emil. And good morning, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, before you go, did you check that second video on section 2 of that 2-hour video of the Pico balloon?
No, no, I did not. But since I got plenty of time today, oh my goodness, how do I find it? Is it on your QRZ?
Yeah, that's affirmative. I put it under section 2, so you shouldn't. And actually, underneath it, there's a detail of the instructions that they followed to launch it. But they don't say, oddly enough, they don't say how much gas they put in differently. I know for 44,000 feet, you put seven grams of lift. But I'm not sure what they put in there for a high altitude balloon. I'll have to check with Scott or Adrian because I've got to get that information for the spring launch. Got a couple of fellas really interested. I have a weather forecaster. Actually, it's called a Z1WX, so I'm sure I hit the right guy for the forecast for the weather there. Over.
Yeah, you lucked out on that. Anybody with a WX suffix definitely is into it. Yeah, I'm on your QRZ, and I see that. Okay, Emil. But first, another brew, and I'll watch it then. Yeah, not knowing how much gas to inject into the balloon, you got to be careful. Otherwise, it could be a total failure, and you're spending money on a failure. So, yeah, be sure you know that. Adrian should be able to help you. VE1EP, VA3HOY.
Yeah, very good there, Henry. Always good to hear you in there. One echo, papa portable, clear, and we're on the side listening.